Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie of Reason TV. Today we're talking with former Reason intern Jeremy Lott, the author of a new book called William F. Buckley in the Thomas Nelson Christian Encounter series. Jeremy is also the editor of the new website, Real Clear Religion. Jeremy, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
William F. Buckley in a Christian Encounter series. What's your interest in William F. Buckley?
My interest in William F. Buckley is that he is, was most more responsible than anyone else you could finger for founding the American conservative movement. Mm-hmm. And there was a conservatism before Buckley, various strands, and he found a way to sort of fit them all together in this fractious, quarrelsome coalition that eventually became a real force in American politics.
His first big foray into the public letters was God and Man at Yale, a book he wrote when he was, 20 years old or 25 years old,
Yeah, I would say he was 25. I'm guessing 25.
This is part of your biography, which is extremely readable and concise in the best way possible. It's about religion. What's the God and Man at Yale about?
God and Man at Yale was William F. Buckley's charge that Yale was becoming a very secular institution, that it was abandoning its Christian founding, and that he was making the argument that the trustees of Yale should work to rein in what Yale was becoming and turn it into a more Christian institution.
What's the role of religion in National Review's brand of conservatism?
Well, I argue that Buckley's conservatism grew out of his Catholicism. Mm-hmm. Most of the founding editors and hangers-on at National Review were Catholic or became Catholic. It was a very, very Catholic environment.
It was equally Catholic and ex-communist, right?
Yeah, but many of them became
Catholic.
Catholic,
right.
Not all of them, but quite a few. The Catholicism, people don't understand this today because you don't have the same dynamics at work in Catholic churches, but for instance, at Mass, there used to be a prayer said in every Mass to convert Russia. Mm-hmm. It was only relaxed.
The Virgin Mary asked for that in Fatima Revelation.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Catholicism was very, very, very hostile to communism. Mm-hmm. And I argue that shaped the thinking of Buckley and several of the other early founders of the conservative movement and helped to push it in a certain direction.
Is it the appeal of Catholicism is the idea of a long chain of a kind of a trans-historical institution that at least tells its adherents that it doesn't really change very much?
Yeah.
And
the one holy Catholic
change.
And apostolic church.
Yeah. Let's talk about Young Americans for Freedom, which was founded at the very beginning of the 60s. It really kind of mushroomed before Students for a Democratic Society. Why did he found YAF, and what was the role of religion in that organization? A student, a conservative student organization.
Yeah, I mean, the Buckley viewed, so I have to back up a little bit and mm-hmm. say that Buckley viewed arguments between collectivism and individualism as essentially religious in nature. Mm-hmm. And that gives him sort of a libertarian push to his thinking that will affect things later in life. And YAF is a very individualist organization. It also, in their founding documents, they talk about the importance of God and religious heritage, and they're virulently anti-communist.
Right.
And this was sort of the youth wing of the conservative movement, which helped to put, Barry Goldwater over the top in 1964, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Buckley had a pretty phenomenal 60s, actually. I mean, between YAF and then also running for mayor of New York and also the creation of Firing Line. You recover the history of Firing Line, which was I don't know how many years it ran. It must have been close to 20 years on PBS.
It was over 1,500 episodes.
Okay, it's a phenomenal talk show, and you talk about how it wasn't just Buckley kind of smacking around guests, but he had a wide range of people on there and engaged them in all sorts of ways. Talk a little bit about how Firing Line came about.
Yeah, it was, it originally was sort of the precursor to Crossfire. Mm-hmm. It was Buckley bloodying his liberal opponents, and he decided after a while that was getting boring and it just wasn't what he wanted to do, and so he broadened it out and he would bring in other questioners. I mean, he was still the star of the show,
right.
Obviously, but just the wide range of guests is incredible. I mean, you know, Kurt Vonnegut, Huey Newton.
What about, you know, Buckley's race views? How does that intersect with his religious views? Because he penned one of National Review's most infamous editorials in the late 50s, talking about how blacks...
Why the South must prevail.
Yeah, or how the white South must prevail, because blacks really weren't smart enough at that point to vote.
Yes.
Is that a Catholic belief? Is that a Christian belief?
No,
or is it an anti-communist belief? Where is that coming from?
His father was Southern, and I think he put it precisely, the cultural coordinates of our household were Southern. But I also want to point out that the remedy to this was a religious remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Buckley wrote a letter to his mother saying, you know, how can we support segregation if these blacks are our fellow Christians?
Mm-hmm.
How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm.
He penned that infamous editorial, and that position of the magazine lasted all of one issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually retracted in the next issue. Now, it shouldn't have been written, but the arguments against it, the Bazell marshaled, were constitutional, but undergirding them were moral arguments springing from Catholicism. Mm-hmm.
Let's close by talking about Real Clear Religion. What is the site and what are its goals?
Well, it's an outgrowth of Real Clear Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Real Clear Politics is the premier political website in the United States. Here's your cheat sheet every day. You can go to see what's happening in the world of religion as it...
So is it going to be Buddhism is up 7% this week? you know,
we will have a section called...
Islam holding steady?
We will have a section called Religion by the Numbers.
Yeah. Why is Obama's religion a question of interest to people? Why is his perceived Muslimness?
I mean, I would say that's not at all unique to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
People were very interested in George W. Bush's religion,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people who disagree with him vilified him for it.
Right.
The same applied to Ronald Reagan.
But they weren't saying that Bush was a Muslim.
They were accusing him of being a nut job fundamentalist. Yeah. No, I mean, I think when people say that Barack Obama is a Muslim, there's a few possible interpretations of this. One, they're just idiots. Two, they're saying that there's something sort of foreign about him. That
mm-hmm.
we don't. Three, the interesting thing to me was, do you remember when someone said to John McCain on the campaign trail that, you know, Obama's a Muslim, and he said, you know, no, ma'am, he's a decent man.
Yeah.
He understood the import of that, what she was saying to be, he's a bad person.
Right.
I don't think when a lot of people say he's a Muslim, they're saying he's actually a Muslim. I think they're saying we don't like it.
Right. What's the best that religion has given America as a country, and what's the worst?
I don't know. Charity, good feelings towards others.
Mm-hmm.
If you like public schools, then I think anti-Catholicism was largely responsible for that.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, and the worst, just the... We have a tendency to turn everything into a moral issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Switzerland, the job of the tax collector is simply to extract some amount of taxation for the government, and you know, you can negotiate with them, and it's not it's not a moral thing. Here,
do you feel comfortable with the Swiss Protestants guarding your Pope, your Pope of Rome?
Well, here's hoping. You know,
okay. Yeah, it's amazing that Bulgarian wasn't able to get him.
It's sometimes I think maybe there's some divine intervention involved.
Well, if it's going to be for anybody, I suppose it's the Pope, although as a recovering Catholic, I firmly believe what another person in the Christian Encounter books series believed, Isaac Newton, and many of the founders, that the Pope was a werewolf and an antichrist. But we'll let that go for now. I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV. We've been talking with former Reason intern and possibly future Reason intern. It's a tough economy. Jeremy Lott, who is the author of a very interesting new book about William F. Buckley from Thomas Nelson Publisher in their Christian Encounter series, and the editor of the new website, Real Clear Religion. Jeremy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.